Pendengar, Hari Nasional Australia memiliki hubungan yang erat dengan masa kolonial negara ini. Pada hari itu, tanggal 26 Januari 1788, menandai pendaratan pertama 11 armada kapal Inggris di Port Jackson, di mana Gubernur Arthur Phillip mengibarkan bendera Inggris di Sydney Cove. Banyak penduduk adat Australia yang menganggapnya hari itu sebagai hari invasi atau Survival Day. Bagaimanakah makna Australia Day berubah dari waktu ke waktu? Berikut ini laporan tentang hal itu. Australia Day pertama kali dirayakan di sebuah pertemuan kecil di Sydney pada awal abad ke-19. Dr. Elizabeth Kwan, sejarawan yang berbasis di Darwin, adalah penulis karangan Celebrating Australia, A History of Australia Day. Ia menjelaskan arti dari awal 26 Januari itu.
What was called First Landing Day or Foundation Day was to celebrate with a dinner in Sydney, the beginning in 1788 of British settlement in New South Wales. So they were concerned with the survival of the colony because it hadn't been easy and that it was centred on Sydney. They were celebrating growth and prosperity, the love of Australia, the land we live in, they called it, but also the love of what they termed the mother country. That is Britain.
Dr. Elizabeth Kwan mengatakan setelah migrasi dari Eropa pasca Perang Dunia Kedua, timbul realisasi dari pemerintah federal bahwa mereka harus membantu semua warga Australia berhubungan satu sama lain dengan nuansa positif.
There still had to be an acknowledgement that it had begun as a British settlement, but there was a greater urgency to acknowledge the contributions that were coming from all over the world, as well as from Indigenous, Aboriginal Australians. And so you find this growing attempt to balance celebration on Australia Day with reflection and education. So it saw quite a different side of Australia Day coming through.
Pada tahun 1988, semua negara bagian dan teritori sepakat untuk merayakan Australia Day pada tanggal 26 Januari. Dan pada tahun 1994, hari itu dijadikan hari libur nasional. Chris Kirby, CEO dari National Australia Day Council, badan yang mengawasi perayaan dan penghargaan, berbagi hasil studi 2016 tentang arti Hari Australia itu.
And it showed that what most people are celebrating on Australia these days is, you know, how lucky we are to live somewhere like Australia. It was really about bringing together friends and family to celebrate and to connect on the day. And a lot of people talked also about the freedoms that we have here in Australia, and particularly with a really high number of new Australians and recent migrants. I think that kind of real sense of, you know, opportunity and freedom is what people are really celebrating these days on Australia Day.
Australia Day yang kontemporer dirayakan secara berbeda-beda di negara ini. Chris Kirby mengatakan banyak warga Australia memilih untuk menghabiskan hari itu dengan keluarga dan teman-teman atau dengan menghadiri pesta.
Our national day isn't like the days that occur in other countries. It's very relaxed. It's very much that people can make of it what they want, from, you know, Aboriginal festivals of culture up in Coffs Harbour to, you know, huge multicultural parades down the centre of the Melbourne Central Business District to, you know, crazy, very Aussie outback events like thong throwing or cane toad racing. So there's a whole range of different events that happen on the day.
Upacara pemberian kewarganegaraan juga diselenggarakan pada Hari Australia, di mana para penerima warga negara baru itu mengucapkan sumpahnya, Australian Citizenship Pledge. Chris Kirby mengatakan mereka merayakan keanekaragaman budaya kita.
It's something that's been encouraged by the Department of Immigration, and it really is a way of us celebrating the multicultural society that we live in and the success of that multiculturalism that all of us, other than the first Australians, are descendant from or have arrived from other countries. And I think that's to me a very apt way of marking our national day.
Pada malam hari menjelang Australia Day, Perdana Menteri memberikan penghargaan kepada warga yang luar biasa yang telah memberikan kontribusi yang signifikan kepada masyarakat dan negara.
They've been running since 1960, and Originally, there was just the Australian of the Year, and now we actually have four awards. So there's the Australian of the Year, the Senior Australian of the Year, the Young Australian of the Year, and also the Local Hero. And really, the awards are, you know, all about celebrating the Australians that typify what we think Australia is about. You know, it's about that optimism, that tenacity that we see as part of Australian culture.
Namun bagi warga First Nation, 26 Januari merupakan Invasion Day atau Survival Day yang menandai dimulainya penjajahan negara Inggris. Dr. Chelsea Obligation dari suku Munanjahli dan South Sea Islander Australia mengajar di Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Studies Unit di Queensland University. Ia mengatakan banyak penduduk adat Australia yang tidak merayakan tanggal 26 Januari itu.
The fact that it is insisted that we celebrate a day which at worst has been a day of mourning for Indigenous people and at best a celebration of our survival in a world that was an intent on destroying our way of life. And I think that surely as a nation there is a better day, a more inclusive day where we all get to celebrate being part of this nation.
Chris Kirby mengakui adanya perasaan yang campur aduk terhadap Hari Australia itu.
What's important is that Australia Day isn't about telling people how they should feel or whether they should get involved or whether they should celebrate. It really is, from our point of view, a day where people should choose how they want to mark the day. And it really is, for me, about reflecting on our past, but also celebrating where we are now. And I think increasingly about looking to what the future holds for the country.
Baru-baru ini, kota Fremantle di Perth, Australia Barat, mengambil sebuah langkah yang berani yang mengganti perayaan Australia Day mereka dengan acara baru yang disebut One Day pada tanggal 28 Januari. Hal itu dilakukan untuk menghormati perasaan penduduk adat, namun tindakan itu telah memicu kontroversi. Situs dari Council Fremantle menyatakan keputusan itu muncul untuk merayakan sebagai warga Australia dengan cara yang melibatkan semua warga Australia. Dr. Chelsea Obligation percaya perayaan Hari Nasional Australia Day seharusnya dilangsungkan pada tanggal yang lain.
The failure to change the date thus far, despite the calls by Indigenous people and many other Australians to change the date, I think it speaks to the relationship of power between Indigenous and non-Indigenous peoples. It speaks to the position of Indigenous peoples in this country. It tells us where we sit in the nation's consciousness. Was something still not talked about. The history that Indigenous Australians have experienced in this country is still something that this country prefers to keep quiet about.
Dr. Elizabeth Kwon mengatakan hari itu kini menjadi lebih menggambarkan masyarakat Australia masa kini.
As we've seen from the evolution of Australia Day, it has been a work in progress. And the day and governments have responded to the way Australian society has changed. Perhaps too slowly for some, but it is a work in progress. The more we can discuss and involve everybody in that discussion, the better.